Welcome to this episode of Naked Men Talking, a podcast exploring naturism and the power of getting your clothes off. I'm Gareth Johnson. On today's episode, we're joined by Ace Exhibitionist. Based in Las Vegas, Ace Exhibitionist is a content creator who specializes in getting naked in public. Ace Exhibitionist, welcome.
Nice to be here.
Now, I guess just from a point of clarification, would you describe yourself as a naturist, or is exhibitionism the main reason that you like to get naked?
I feel like the proper definition of naturist wouldn't include me, because I do get naked for fun. And naturists are supposed to be people who they get naked because it's more how they feel comfortable or their way of life. And it's explicitly not supposed to be sexual. And my exhibitionism is always very sexual.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do go on with naturist people, and I do go to some naturist events.
Yeah, that Venn diagram has a fair bit of crossover, doesn't it?
Yeah, a lot of people I found who are naturists or nudists, they're also even swingers. But at like these types of events, you're not supposed to be doing any of that. It's like sometimes they just sort of, they mingle in platonic ways, and then they also have the other side, which I don't know. There's a pretty big overlap between people who are swingers and nudists, but I feel like maybe that also just goes with body acceptance, also being more accepting of your sexuality.
Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it? You just get more comfortable with stuff generally somehow.
Yeah.
How did you discover and start to explore that exhibitionism is what pushes your buttons?
I'm not sure where it really started. I was pretty young. And the concept of being naked where people could see me even if they weren't even looking was extremely thrilling to me. And that might go back to like when I was even younger, before anything sexual was even involved, just feeling the need for attention or for people to care about me or looking at me, because I didn't have a lot of that growing up. And I feel like having not had that, like feeling that need in me kind of is what made it come out as more of a sexual desire later in life.
Sort of almost a validation, or yeah. Like, yeah, being seen as having space in the world, sort of.
Yeah, just being, having people want to look at me.
Yeah, yeah. And what was your relationship with your body like then, you know, when you're growing up and through that sort of exhibitionist exploration?
Well, I grew up being told that sexuality was evil, basically.
Oh, right, okay.
I had to learn to feel otherwise about sexuality as I grew older. I kind of avoided it, or I avoided relationships that would lead to anything like that for a while, and so it sort of was something that I always needed but didn't know I needed, because I didn't know what I was really avoiding or what I was missing. And finding it later filled in that part of me that I was always like afraid to explore, and I realized I really should have been exploring this a lot longer.
How did you figure that out though? What sort of process did you follow to get to that point?
Well, I was in a couple of different very long-term relationships, which were they weren't platonic relationships, but they were non-sexual. Like I was waiting for something before I'd actually take the next step with the relationship, but they were very committed relationships. And after a couple of times of doing that and then not like having that relationship not work out, I eventually tried other things, and that would be where I really found myself. I hadn't actually like explored.
Now, you share your exploits on your fan subscription channels. I was wondering, what sort of response do you get from your audience?
I feel like a lot of people are just very turned on by the same thing that turns me on.
Mm.
Like they watch it because they would also like to be doing it.
Yeah, are they vicariously living their fantasies through you somehow?
Yeah, and they need to do it vicariously because it's a hard thing to do. Like being willing to risk it to be out there naked in public is hard to do. A lot of people who are very much exhibitionists, they don't have like necessarily the body type that people would want to be naked in public.
Uh-huh. No,
fair. They see it and they see me do it for them. And I get how they feel. I've had people meet me in person who want to do it with me. But even with me there in person with them and being the one who's also naked in public next to them, they find it difficult to still also take off their clothes.
Oh, even though they've gone there with the intention of,
Yeah.
I will do this too, at the last moment, it's not going to
It's
happen.
hard. And even when they do it's like nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
It's the way I felt at first, doing it, but I've gotten much more used to it now.
Oh, have you? What? So you've almost become desensitized to what the risks of it, or or that sort of feeling of perhaps being judged or seen by everyone around you?
I don't know if I'm desensitized to the risks. I'm always a little bit worried about that.
Yeah.
I do try to make sure I can do it in ways where I'm not going to offend people or get arrested.
No, because in Vegas, where you are mostly, the local laws would be prohibitive of being naked in public, wouldn't they?
Yeah, it's definitely not like allowed. Some places they'll just be like, put it on your clothes if you're caught by somebody. Because depending on where you are, it's something that happens often enough. I don't try to do it around, regular places. I try to find like a place where it's already a very sexual vibe. Like I've gotten naked in public around they call it the Fruit Loop. It's a loop of gay bars and nightclubs, and that happens a lot. There's a lot of nudity or near nudity in the area frequently, and people are cool with it. And then there's also like Pride Parade or something like that, where certain events where it's just it's already tangentially very
Yeah, so it's not a very fine line that you're crossing if you just go a bit more naked than everyone else
yeah.
somehow. Do you get requests from your audience and your subscribers in terms of, they're living out these fantasies vicariously through you? Do they give you a lot of requests in terms of where they'd like to see you get naked?
I think so. I've definitely gotten a lot of requests to do certain things more.
Ah, like what?
Anything I haven't done yet, like they're like, oh, I even got naked in this way before, because I kind of probably have, but I do get requests for more of people feeling me up in public.
Oh, sure.
That's probably the most number one thing that people are requesting more of, because being naked in public is one thing. Being naked and seen by people and having them like seeing other people enjoy me being naked in public is their favorite thing. Mine too. So I get it. But again, that's the hardest thing to find is where you're not just naked in public, you're naked with other willing people who are enjoying it.
No, true, but also that must be hard to film and distribute on fan subscription channels, I would have thought, because there's quite a lot of administration and paperwork and platform restrictions about, other people being in the videos and filming in public spaces, that kind of thing. That must add an extra layer of complexity somehow.
Yeah, I've tried to do this more as like people intentionally meeting me in public to participate in this, because if they can go there knowing that this is going to be for a video, it's still people I've never met before, and they're just like walking in on me naked basically, but they're also signed up for it, so they're willing to like sign a paperwork later saying, yeah, go ahead and use my face in this video. Then it's easier to get past that, but otherwise, yeah, anything that happens in public, even if it's in public and there's nobody around,
Yeah.
in the video, like it gets blocked from OnlyFans and Fansly and like a lot of places. Basically, if it's not Twitter or just for fans, I can't post most videos of me in public naked anywhere.
Right.
I might one day become a just for fans like exclusive model, because it's the only place that's fully willing to let me do that.
By necessity, not really by choice.
Yeah, I mean, Just for Fans has been great. It's my favorite one to post on of all of them, because the other ones are just so restrictive, or they'll like flag things for, and it's like, sure, I know I'm outside, but there's nobody else around. It's just me.
Have you ever had any downsides to your exhibitionist exploits? Any disasters where you've been naked outside somewhere and things have gone wrong?
I've never gotten in trouble, seriously. I had a security guard catch me one time, and he recommended a different place I could do it.
Oh, that's helpful. That's
Yeah.
constructive, isn't
Yeah,
it?
it was around the Fruit Loop area, so he saw stuff like
He knew
that.
what he was in for.
Yeah. Like he probably walked in on guys having sex all the time. Oh, me just being naked wasn't even like gonna faze him.
it's a Tuesday.
Yeah, so far the only trouble I've gotten into is with posting videos places that they take it down.
That's manageable, though, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I might one day get removed from OnlyFans or Fansly or something. We could. I actually have had a couple of videos removed from many of it. They didn't put like a lot of restrictions on it, but if someone like reports a video, it gets taken down unless they can find documentation for every single person who was in the video, including people who just happened to walk by in public.
Yeah, nightmare. Do you enjoy the entrepreneurial side of the fan subscription business? Like, because it's one thing to enjoy filming yourself out in public naked, but there's a whole another side to it in terms of building your brand and marketing your content and engaging with your audience. Do you enjoy that side of things?
I don't know if I enjoy it. It's a necessary part of it. I'm
Yeah.
not bad at it. I can edit videos. I can post things. I've gotten pretty good at finding out when is a good time and manner to post certain things because I found what works and what doesn't. But it does take a lot of time. I've got right now like probably five videos I could release. I just need to finish editing them and finding like titles and stuff for them. It would be easier if I had somebody doing that for me.
Yeah, you need an assistant.
Yeah, I'll do that someday maybe if I get enough attention and I have enough videos being recorded that I literally can't be editing all of them myself.
What about some of your bucket list aspirations in terms of exploring your exhibitionism? What's left on the wish list?
I mean, if I'm thinking about places and times and ways I want to be naked in public, the first thing that comes to mind is I want to go back to Folsom Street, but it's
Yeah.
done that a few times. It's not like it's a bucket list thing I haven't done yet.
Just something you really enjoy.
It's on my list of things to do for sure. That's my favorite one. It's like, like 20 or 30,000 people. I don't know, maybe two more. Just walking down this really crowded part of town and everybody is there for it. Nobody is surprised or not interested in being part of it.
Yeah, fun.
Yeah. And it's like an all genders thing too. So everybody there of every type is there. It's nice to be, have it not just be gay men.
Sure.
It's a different vibe and it's kind of fun introducing people to exhibitionism that aren't necessarily part of like they haven't experienced that before. There was last time I was there at Folsom Street, I had a lesbian fill me up.
I think I've seen that video, yeah.
No, actually, it's not even one of those. I didn't record this one, but she was just like feeling my body in different ways and seeing how it affected her, just for the fun of it, just because she wanted to explore, like see if it mattered to her. So she's like grabbing me while I'm hard, and she's like, "This isn't doing anything for me, but if I play with your butt, I like that."
Oh, good to know.
And then she like even felt at my chest, and she's like, "Even though these aren't real boobs, I like this too." My girlfriend's just sitting there watching and looking very embarrassed. But she was just fully exploring and seeing like how she felt. Because when is a lesbian gonna be playing with a naked man's body? She's not pursuing that.
Yeah, just like free rein, go for it.
Yeah. And I was absolutely giving everybody free rein to just do whatever they wanted. And people were trying all kinds of different things that you don't get to just play with somebody's naked body in normal
Exactly.
circumstances. Like even if I'm hired as a stripper for things, people don't necessarily explore as much as they might want to. So the right kind of vibe in the right place, people are actually willing to do things that they wouldn't normally. I think people, when I'm stripping for them, like when their friends are all around and stuff, they hold back from what they would like to be doing.
Also, stripping is a performance sort of somehow. So there is almost that audience performer barrier, even though it's fairly fluid
Yeah, that
sometimes.
is
That's
true.
different dynamics
We're
in there.
there for different reasons. At Folsom Street, we're all just people walking down the same street.
From an exhibitionist point of view, do you find more enjoyment from somewhere like Folsom where everyone's very happy to see you and engage with you, as opposed to where there's perhaps more risk of a security guard coming along, or people may not maybe offended by your nakedness or something like that?
I mean, it's thrilling in different ways if I'm not supposed to be
Yeah.
naked. But I'm not sure if I enjoy that part of it as much as I enjoy people catching me on purpose and enjoying it. Like the thrilling part of breaking rules is nowhere near as thrilling as turning people on who want to be turned on.
I guess my final question is, if someone was feeling a bit inspired by you and wanted to get naked and experience the thrill of exhibitionism, what advice or guidance would you give them?
First thing, be careful of who you're showing off to if they're down for it. I think a lot of people deliberately show themselves off to people who don't want to be part of it.
Yeah, consent gets a bit of a problem then, doesn't it?
Yeah, we get a bad name. Guys who just get naked in front of people, like, answering the door for people like naked. There's probably a lot of people who would be totally willing to explore exhibitionism and or explore being a voyeur, I suppose, for exhibitionists. But you gotta ease them into it. It's gotta be like the right kind of scenario. And asking for permission is a good step. A lot of people will say they don't want something that they do want. So maybe even not making it a request, but also making it available to them so they can see it if they want is something like there's some things that people have done with, answering the door naked where it's not they're not like getting consent, but they're also not pushing down on people where it's like you're covered in a towel, but if you turn to the side or something and if they want to, they can look. And that's it's like if you do it that way, then all they got to do is like lean to the side. They don't have to say, like, yes, I want to see naked, which is a huge step for people to take. But all they got to do is like look around a corner or something where they think, like, oh, you might be naked right there. But you were covered a second ago. Where that way they'd be willing to do it. Also, if it's like a more private scenario where their people aren't watching them, they might be more willing to. Or if they have friends there, sometimes it's not the privacy people want, they want the strength in numbers feeling.
Oh, like it's more of a safe space because it's not just me and you, it's like there's
Yeah,
people around
like
somehow.
my friends with me make me feel more comfortable exploring this. Sometimes that's the way people are. Sometimes their friends make them less comfortable. So there's ways, and it's different for everybody. There's ways to make people comfortable exploring that as a voyeur. But I'd say as an exhibitionist or someone who wants to be an exhibitionist, finding the right voyeurs who are willing to be the other side for you is that's the hardest thing to do and the most important thing to do well.
Well, that brings us to the end of this episode. You can find me on Twitter at GTV London. Today's guest has been Ace Exhibitionist. You can find him on Twitter at Ace Exhibitionist. Stay naked, stay sexy, and we'll see you next time. Bye.